This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I thought it'd be fun to run through some of our personal social media icks.
We're going to do a couple different platforms. And if you are someone that, like, we might run through some things, and like some of you guys very well could do some of the things that we throw out and discuss.
I mean, you probably do. Like, this, some of the stuff is very popular.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong, but if you take offense to those kinds of things, then maybe this isn't the episode for you. I will encourage you to keep listening because I want all of our listeners to listen to the episode.
I mean, what do we always say? But to our core,
we are here. it's going to be fun to talk about. We'll talk about why we think, and like, it could be stupid reasons, but yeah, like, there are icks. So it's our podcast. We get to talk about what we want to talk about.
But the idea for this came about because Megan and I always, like, amongst ourselves, we'll talk about like, oh, I hate when people like do this.
Yeah. And it just felt right to like vent that info to you guys.
Yeah, this is where we vent stuff.
Like, this is why we have a podcast. This is why every single person ever has a podcast.
Yeah,
because they want to complain. I saw a TikTok of like two girls.
Monetize your complaining?
No. Oh. But I like that. It was just two girls setting up like to record their weekly podcast episode. And they're like, us setting up to record a podcast that no one listens to, but like we just do for fun.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I know podcasts are like it's such a saturated space, but I really feel like if you want to do it, like,
why not?
Why not? If you're there's already chatting with your friends for an hour,
there is something about just like sitting down and like having that time, a moment to just most of the time rant. Yeah.
And it makes me laugh because like Match Made in Manhattan, for example, like theirs focuses mostly on like relationships and stuff, but like they'll be like, save it for the pod. Like, do not talk about this right now. We're saving it for the pod.
Yeah.
If you have ever wanted to start a podcast, like, there's a little bit of a barrier to entry, but like, it really is a fun time. Like, you can sit around, like, we were just recording in Sierra's closet. Obviously, we've added a video component, but like, it really is pretty chill if you want it to be. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I'm encouraging all of you guys to go make a podcast,
We like to start off typically with our weekly spotlight. So my weekly spotlight is the fact that I ran a mile today at the gym.
What?
Yeah. Because remember I told
what
you?
What made you? Okay, so today was today.
My goal was I want to run 1 mile, at least
without
1 mile
stopping?
A month. Yes.
How? What was the speed at?
I set it like for 10 minutes, like to do 6 miles per hour for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I did it all the way through. No rest breaks.
And that was harder, easier, or like as hard as you were expecting?
I got to like a certain level of difficulty that like 12, it did 30. Not get, you know, harder than that. I was just like, oh, I have to like stay at this level for, you know, the entire time.
You did 10 minutes.
For just like for reference for you guys, the last time I ran a mile straight through, I genuinely couldn't tell you.
Granted, like, I haven't also, like, I don't know the last time I ran a mile straight. Like, I just don't do that. Like, the last time I did that was probably when I was forced to do the mile in high school or middle school, whatever it was. I don't think we even did it in high school. I think it was middle school. And the fastest time I remember recording, this was like, I definitely was run walking this, but it was 9 minutes and 34 seconds. That's the fastest on record I've ever done a mile. And I don't necessarily have any goals to improve that, but it would probably be beneficial for me.
My goal, I don't think I'm going to become a runner, but my goal was just to like challenge myself.
Yeah.
Like this year for fitness, I feel like I've been in like the same routine fitness wise for like a couple years at this point, which is fine. I don't have any major goals or like body changes that I want to make. Like, I'm overall very happy just like with how I look, and like I don't have any issues in that sense. So I'm like, what can I do to switch things up a little bit? So we're talking about progressive overload. I've been trying to implement that a little bit.
I bumped up my my squat this past week. I only did 5 reps, but I bumped it up to, what was it?
115.
So.
But then, like, on top of that, I'm like, you know, I want to, like, try, again, I don't think I'm going to become a runner, but I want to try incorporating more, like, endurance stuff. Running is the easiest one, and, like, running a mile is, like, an actual challenge for me, at least, you know, mm-hmm. right now. And so my goal is to run at least 1 mile a month, maybe see if I can get my time better. I mean, I think, like, it's, like, this is the difficulty with, like, treadmill versus, you know, when it gets nice out, I might, like, try and run outside. Like, I set it for 6 miles per hour, and I'm like, I'm just going to leave it there because I figured I could do a 10-minute mile. So now I'm like, okay, next time do I bump it up a little bit? But, like, when I run outside, will it be easier or harder to, like, make myself run faster? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was pleased with myself.
This is going to bleed into talking about books, but, like, I am in my romanticy.
I know. I wanted to have, like a holy cow. Sit down. We need to talk about books.
This is going
to
be a moment, a little bit extended book segment.
I am having so much fun reading right
now. Here's the thing. It's funny because when I first was, like, because when I started reading in, like, 2021, I wouldn't say I was on book talk or, like, BookTube. I feel like that really didn't happen until, like, more so end of 2022 and, like, probably all of 2023. But it's, like, okay, we all know the classic BookTube people. Sarah, Haley Pham, Destiny, Rachel Catherine. I feel like I'm forgetting someone. Anyways, all of, like, the core people. And, like, when I first started, like, I was in, like, my romance era. I still, like, realistically, I probably still
am. Megan's always in her romance era.
I agree with that. But, like, they were all also in their romance book era. And I really felt like I could relate to all the things they were reading. And then, like, slowly, they've all become, I feel like, more and more fantasy / romantasy focused. And I hadn't made that jump. So I just was like, you guys, like, you're leaving me.
Ah.
You're leaving me behind. I feel left out. But I didn't feel ready to, like, make the jump into that. Like, I just kind of, like, I just didn't see fantasy being for me. And, but, like, now I'm, like, I feel like I'm just, like, in. Because I've talked about, like, I started reading ACOTAR. Obviously, I talked about it on the podcast. And I definitely knew I enjoyed it. But I just was, like, I don't know if I'm, like, making the jump yet. But the more,
now that I, because I'm reading ACOTAR right now,
the more that I got in, book. The more that, like, I have Sierra now to kind of, like, delve into, like, the universe with me and, like, see her reaction to it, the more I'm seeing, like, I'm getting involved in, like, ACOTAR, like, TikTok and different memes, and then, like, it's bleeding over to now, like, other fantasy recommendations. Like, I'm in. I'm currently reading Powerless on my Kindle, which I've heard nothing but great things, and I'm really enjoying it right now. I have, like, 2 hours left in the book, so it'd be a stretch to say I could finish it tonight, but, like, maybe. And then I'm listening to A Court of Silver Flames on Spotify because I have it included. And the reason I decided to do a little bit of both is because I have heard a lot of people, because it's so long and it's not as focused on, like, the main characters, a lot of people kind of, like, get in slumps while they're in the middle of reading it, and I don't want that to happen. And I've had a lot of time, like, between working out and, like, my driving that, like, I'm utilizing it on, like, double speed because you only get, like, 15 hours of listening time. It's, like, 26 hours of audio.
Dang.
But audiobooks are so slow anyways that, like, I feel like double speed honestly is normal. So I am, like, I'm planning on finishing Powerless and then, like, trying to, like, finish reading. I also have the book on my Kindle too, so, like, I can read it on there because, like, it's a thick book. It's not gonna be the most comfortable to read the physical book
for your wrist while you're doing
but I'm just so invested. Sierra was saying, like, it's so fun to be, like, invested in, like, a world of characters again, because mm-hmm. like your one-off or duology, like, rom-com books, like, they don't have that.
Well, here's what I'm also interested to see, because, like, ACOTAR for me, like, you read it over the course of, like, a couple months. I'm, like, 3 books in since January 1st, and I'm on book 3, so it's only been, like, 2 weeks for me. And I'm just like, how could you not, like, just jump from book to book? Like, I'm just having so much fun reading it. I am going to probably take a little bit of a break after I finish the third book, because that is, like, I think a good stopping point for now. But, like, I am so, like, at this point, I'm like, I'm for sure going to, like, read Throne of Glass, like, mm-hmm. relatively soon.
I feel like it just took me longer to, like, really, I think I was, like, almost, like, for whatever reason, like, dragging my heels a little bit. And I don't have a good reason why. I feel like it just took me time to get used to, like, there's not going to be as much romance as the romance books. And, like, I think my appreciation for the fantasy component has grown. And that's why I think I'm starting to enjoy it so much more. And that's why I'm like now, like I swear if a switch has been flipped in me.
I know. That's how I feel too. Which is weird because this is where I'll be curious to see if it like
I was just adding a bunch of other book recommendations I was seeing on like fantasy TikTok, whatever.
Like I'll be curious to see if this bleeds into other fantasy stuff. I do think I feel like it has to be romance, at least right now. Because mm-hmm. I've read other fantasy stuff and this hasn't happened. Like Fourth Wing. I will probably read Iron Flame at some point. But I mean, as far as like the Fourth Wing versus ACOTAR stuff, read I'm for ACOTAR sure stuff, ACOTAR right now.
Like I held off on so long. It's so funny because like I had no idea. Like I knew of characters' names because like it's almost hard to avoid it at all if you're on Book Talk. And I had like general premises of like I had general like
ideas.
General ideas of like this happens or not even what happens, but like the characters and who they're with and stuff like that. But other than that, I was like, I have no idea what to expect. So going into the first book and reading it, I felt like I was kind of like, this is what everyone's talking about. Like I was just kind of like entering the world and I was like, this is the world that everyone is talking about and obsessed mm-hmm. with. That being said, I feel like if you guys have been holding off and you've been in your romance reading era and that's what you're used to and you just like haven't wanted to go into the fantasy world, I would say just give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
ACOTAR is not that long of a book. It's more of like your normal length book compared to like the second two, which are a little bit longer. But I'd recommend. And I feel like you're going to love the characters.
Yeah. And I just feel like, I mean, I was getting back on my reading grind at the end of last year. Like, I feel like last year was like heavy reading, slow down a bit, got a dog, slow down a lot. And then I picked back up at the end of the year. And now I feel like starting this year, I'm starting off strong. And I'm having, like I said, the most fun reading right now.
I also feel like I'm trying my best to, and having a Kindle helps a lot, but I'm trying to avoid just like scrolling on my phone if possible, I'm not really doing anything. And then like trying to, and I know people have like said this before, but like replacing their screen time with reading. And so like the Kindle makes that really easy, or like I have the Kindle app on my phone. So like that still counts as my screen time, but whatever it may be, or even like, I mean, I've been coming home during my lunch breaks and sometimes, like, I'm not here very long during lunch, but if I'm, like, letting Vegas out, like, sometimes I'll just keep playing my audiobook while I was playing in the car. I'll just keep listening to it here. And I just feel like this is how people get, like, their 300 books in for the year. It's because they include audiobooks. It's not what I prefer compared to reading, but I just feel like, what else am I listening to? Or, like, you know what I mean?
Or, like, this sounds so stupid, but, like, right now I'm just, like, this is, like, at least like with ACOTAR and stuff right now, but I'm just like, this is like my hobby, my pastime. And not like in the sense of reading, but I'm just like, oh, like I have to go to work, but then like my real life happens like after work. My real life when I enter my fictional world.
We're gonna crash and burn and like we're gonna be the people rereading the series because like it's gonna be sad to leave and be done with it.
Yeah.
Anyway. And every time like, cause all of like the book people we were watching, like they'd be like, now I'm doing my ACOTAR reread, like blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm also someone who like, I really haven't started doing rereads for stuff until like kind of the last
I feel like half I'd skip year. The first book unless I would jump in
I would at like a certain I would maybe point. Go and read like certain parts of it. I actually have done that, but like I've already gone back and like first like small sections just to like after you read the second book you're kind of like I need to revisit a few things from this first book. But I could see myself, I don't know about the first one, but I could definitely see myself rereading some of them.
Anyway, all that to say, we're having so much fun reading right now. If you enjoy fantasy or even like more specifically romantasy, give us some book recs, please. And thank you.
Yeah, let me pull up some of the ones that I had added to my want to read because I'm trying to go crazy while like if I'm on that stuff, like I just go and add a bunch to my
I'm want wondering to read if you know what possible. We should do? Like this weekend, honestly, or this week, I don't really care. Like I should go get some Throne of Glass stuff, like maybe Assassin's Blade and Throne of Glass.
I mean, I'm kind of like, when I finish the two books I'm currently reading, I kind of feel like ready to keep going. I'm like, I have to double check. I was like, what else do I have to read?
I still do have books like that I need to read.
I've heard a lot of good things about Once Upon a Broken Heart, like that trilogy, so I have added that to my list. I added The Serpent and The Wings of Night. That's, like, I think, a trilogy, maybe. Daughter of the Moon Goddess. I know nothing about these books, you guys, but I've added them to my.
You know what's funny? I feel like before we start reading fantasy, I was always just like, you're reading a book about what? And then I was just like, I was like instantly turned off. Like, I don't want to read a book about fairies.
I remember being kind of turned off even as I was reading the beginning of ACOTAR. And I was telling this to you guys, like, we did a reading vlog where I read ACOTAR, didn't we? Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, because I was recording a bunch of clips of how freaking confused I was.
Oh, I don't remember that.
We posted it. So it's so funny because I was so just like, I don't think I get it, you guys. I don't think I get the fantasy. Like, I don't know if it's for me. And now I've just switched. So I texted Haley and Maggie. I was like, you guys should read ACOTAR, which I was like, this is going to be like, if they read it, it would almost be like the bane of my existence because I would want them to read it so much faster than they feasibly would. Because it takes them a little bit to get through books. And so I'd be like, what part are you at? Hurry up. They'd be like reading through the first book. It's once you're in the world too, it's like you see other people going through and like talking about like their friends or whoever's reaction to like as they're reading the first book. And
I think it'd be also more fun to watch Haley and Maggie read it because I don't think they know anything about it.
There's no way they know anything.
Whereas like you and I knew, like
we knew what to expect, but we were like, how do we get here? How do we get from here to here? And they would just be like, love this, probably. And then I'd be like, I'm not even gonna tell you guys what's gonna happen. They'd be like, why is this other guy? Who is he?
And you'd be like,
I don't know who that is. The High Lord of the Night. I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Any other book updates? Did you have any other books that you wanted to share?
Let me double check. I think that I was kind of like, I just went back and saw I have like Mrs. Nash's Ashes, The Friend. And I was like, I can't forget about the books that I do still have.
I also need to like hype myself up. I am still excited to read those books. But like with the reading schedule I've had myself on for ACOTAR, I'm like, girlie, you can finish those books in like 3 days.
Yeah. Ruthless Vows is the second book in the Divine Rivals series. That's also technically fantasy. Iron Flame I technically have as well. I even kind of like, I've had The Hobbit on my TBR for like a little bit. That's not romantic-y, obviously. But like, I hear really good things about it. It's got 3.8 million reviews on Goodreads and it's got a 4.29.
So, can't argue with that.
It could be a fun, good and different book. And I don't even know. I feel like it's shorter, but I could be wrong.
It's shorter?
I have no idea. No idea. I was just guessing.
It's funny. I mean, I will let you read it first. But I feel like The Hobbit is something that I would read first and then like you would decide.
Typically, yes. But I know that Haley Pham has read it. And she really enjoyed it and, like, had mentioned how, like, I think she mentioned, like, just the characters being really likable. Okay. And I feel like when people start mentioning that in books, like, I'm more drawn into it and I'm interested. So, we'll see.
Classic fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were also, just, like, last little ACOTAR segment. Sierra and I were talking when we were, like, getting Raising Cane's, and we were, like, in the drive-thru. And there has been, I think, a couple different times where supposedly different shows or different streaming services have, like, picked up the rights to create a show specifically for ACOTAR. And I am kind of like, I really don't think I would like that. I think I've decided that, like, that would not be good. Because inevitably, I just don't think, for a lot of different things, especially, like, if you were to do, like, fan casts for like rom-com books, I feel like you can totally find people that like it works and like that would make a good, like for Emily Henry's movie or books that are going to be made into movies, I'll probably eat those up, I think. But I just am like, I've talked about the recent fan art before on the podcast, but I'm like, that's recent, not
no actor that you'll ever find. There's no
actor that is going to be him. That's where I stand on it. And some people are like, they need to make it so it's like animated in that art form, but I'm like, that would be weird too.
I've seen people like, say that they want it to be, you know, animated, and I'm like, I don't know about that.
I need to like show you this after. There's like, you know how there's AI where people can like animate like pictures, mm-hmm. where it's moving? Someone did that with like all the fan art styles for like, and then like they made it so that they were talking. It kind of weirded me out.
Interesting.
And I either liked it or saved it to show you eventually. You were still in the middle of like reading stuff, so
I can't show you yet.
And it's like, I think it's just a random audio, but like they just had it where it seemed like it would fit the characters well. So it's like, mm-hmm. not even from the book, but it weirded me out to see the fan art moving and talking. Mm. I was like, this is interesting. I can't tell if I would enjoy this as a series or if we should just leave
Speaking of books being made into movies, Emily Henry, like I swear all of her books at this point are slated to become
have,
movies.
Like, the arcs for Funny Story? I swear no. Sarah Caroli was reading
an
it.
Arc.
I know.
How does someone get me on an arc list? I'll just DM Emily Henry.
I know someone I've seen a couple people with ARCs. So, and I've heard good things.
Of the book?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I love the premise of it. I'm so excited for it. I'm still waiting for paperback of Happy Place to come out.
April or March? April, so, right?
I don't know. But anyway, as far as movies and stuff, I haven't heard like anything except for the announcement. And obviously like the writer's strike probably did not help with all of that. But
they've resumed. I've seen that they resumed filming It Ends With Us.
Yeah. I probably will see that movie at some point.
I will. But like, I have not have a good feeling about it, you guys.
Yeah. I think it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good thing it's not like my favorite book ever.
Yeah. I'm so far like removed from it now that it's whatever. But I'm very excited for whenever
Any other, like, besides Only Henry. What else is being made into? Oh, I cannot wait. Like, that's probably like the most exciting adaptation we have coming.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if
when
it's
when does Andy
same.
Weir release another book? Like, where's he at?
I don't know.
He needs crafting to release something up. More.
Any other updates, non-book related or otherwise? How's your new year starting off?
Not bad. Can't complain.
I need to drink more water. I always make it like my goal is like to drink more water, and then I just don't. Have not gotten the water bottle I said I was going to get.
Could start there. That'd be an easy purchase. I bought some linen pants. I'm kind of trying to craft a capsule wardrobe. We can do a little segment on that. Mostly, I'm trying my best to... I don't really feel like I buy into trends a lot because like I tend to be like mostly like I don't want to buy anything. But I certainly like don't have an issue with like I will certainly spend money and buy clothes and all of that. And I try to be reasonable and say, like, okay, realistically, I know what I wear 90% of the time. So, like, I feel like more often than not, I justify buying, like, activewear sweatshirts because, like, I'm wearing those all the time. But that also leads to kind of, like, me having, like, the bane of my existence is when I'm going to try and wear a normal or nicer outfit. And then, like, I don't like anything that I have. And then you kind of, like, you stay in that circle of, like, I don't have anything I like, but I don't want to justify buying something that I am not going to wear as often so that you don't. And then you end up back in that same situation being like I had nothing to wear. So like if I were to just find some good staple basic pieces, you know, I'm trying to work on that a little bit. And so I bought some linen pants because I feel like I was looking for some last summer and then like never really actually like gave it a go. And so I'm kind of like I almost am like should I get like some jean overalls, some denim overalls, maybe that could be fun.
Like long like, pant overalls or short overalls?
Short overalls, like going into summer. I'm already towards like I can't focus on winter and spring right now because like by the time I decide on these pieces we're gonna have moved on and like they'll probably be not I'm trying to buy capsule wardrobe pieces but like who knows, they'll be out next season. So I can share my list of things that I feel like are gonna be on my capsule wardrobe.
I think I talked to you guys about like wanting to do more stuff with my hair. I wore it in like a half puff down over the weekend. And Maggie complimented me on it. So I was like,
here you go.
Thank you. We were in the car. We were literally driving over to, we went to Haley's house over the weekend. It was me, Megan, Haley, Maggie, my mom, and my grandma. And we were driving. And I was like, I had like put, but when I say effort into my appearance, like it was like I put my hair up in a half puff down. And I had like a sweater and like a nice scarf that I got for Christmas. Otherwise, it was like very casual, like flare leggings and Uggs for my bottom half. But I was like, do you think anyone's going to compliment me on my outfit or my hair? And Maggie goes, yes. And Maggie did compliment my hair. So
So I have a white tee, which I think I'm probably just going to get one from Abercrombie. But, like, I don't have, like, a plain white tee. And I've heard that, like, the fashion girlies say you're supposed to, like, layer them to make things look more intentional. Lifestyle sneakers, because I have my Reeboks. But I want more of, like, a skinnier silhouette as another option. An active romper, because... I think I have decided that, like, I would like most likely wear ones? This. Yes, they'd be the short ones, and, like, most likely I would, like, layer a sweatshirt.
I literally don't know what other type of activewear romper there is, so like I don't know why I asked ones. That.
Oh, I don't.
I said skin tight one, and then I was like, what other option is there?
There's, like, those onesies that Free People have, but that's not, like, an active
activewear
one. And here's the thing. It's, like, I don't know what it would look like on myself, but I see, like, these little clothing, like, people put together a little like clothing
polyvore
and I'm like, this is a cute outfit, I like this, and so I'm just assuming I would like it on me, but who knows. Black trousers, because I feel like I just feel like I need a pair of black trousers.
But I think I'm kind of like trousers too.
I'm hesitant, but I also feel like they would remain
in style. You should get black and I'll get like tan. Yeah. Or like beige or whatever.
And then I have overalls ? And then I feel like midi skirt, but like a plain solid color. And like I wouldn't mind if it was like something like colorful and not neutral, but I gotta be careful a little bit too. Just because realistically I know I wear neutrals most often.
I was looking for a midi skirt last year. Did not find one. I have a midi skirt technically, but like the slit goes so high, it's so risky to wear. I want to get like a couple mini skirts or mini skorts similar to what you have.
I know. Those are cute too. And I have like two.
And they're comfortable.
Like, I feel like Abercrombie is just like, they're all skorts basically. So like that's the place to go to get them.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I thought I was going to say something else, but now I thought you were too. Meg and I both also ordered cakes.
Oh yeah,
which are if you're a girl on TikTok, I feel like you have to have seen this
cakes body.
But they are essentially like a replacement for like typical nipple covers for you to wear if you don't want to wear a bra. They're supposed to be like there's no adhesive. It's just like adheres to you based off of like your body heat.
If you sweat, it's supposed to work even better.
It's supposed to like be more of a taper so that it's very seamless. And I've seen good videos and stuff. And I'm excited to wear it. Like, they market it that you can wear it underneath not just, like, regular shirts, but, like, workout tops. If you don't want to, like, mess with, like, the inserts and stuff, then you can just put the cakes underneath the top, which would be nice. Because I feel like half the time I, like, pull a shirt out to, like, go work out. I'm like, what? Like, it doesn't have any cups in there. Like, I don't want to fix the cups. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't want to wear this. So it limits my top options. And I've also seen you can wear it, like, I would maybe try this out, but, like, they say you can wear it underneath, like, swimsuits as well.
Mm. I feel like I don't have, like, there's a couple swimsuits that I could see it being useful for, but usually I try to just, like, buy pads in my swimsuit tops now because I'm, like, realistically, I just know that's what I prefer. Anyways, that's also, swimsuit brand of the year, I've decided. I came to this conclusion end of last year. Dippin' Daisies.
I have referral code for you guys.
Like, I was so confused in terms of, like, where are we buying swimsuits? Where are the cute ones with cute designs
sustainable
that are not like literally breaking the bank? It's Dippin' Daisies. So there you go. I just solved all your problems. And they have sales.
I feel like I already told you guys that I have a Dippin' Daisies code now, but I think it's Sierra15 if you guys are wanting to buy anything.
They still haven't gotten back to me. Apparently, they don't want me to be an ambassador.
I'm an ambassador for them and Megan is not. So
I applied. What the heck?
But yeah, I'm so like, I just have great swimsuits right now.
I'm looking forward to our vacay.
Me too.
It'll be cute, fun.
Get the G7X.
Get the G7X. Okay. I sorted mine into like TikTok and Instagram specific ones just because I felt like those were the ones.
Mm-hmm. I think I
don't really have like icks unless I think of them on the fly for other apps.
I have at least Facebook too. Okay. Let's start with Instagram. This is like the first one that I said that like I was like, Megan, we're doing this podcast episode. Adding music to your Instagram post, like your photo.
Why is this a feature?
Because who goes on Instagram with their sound turned on and then like I'm not going to just like listen to the ambiance like while I stare at your post?
It's an odd feature. I can't really think of like a time where it actually enhances your post.
No,
like obviously for videos and reels audio makes sense, but it's just a static post
like a slideshow. Like I just like I understand you're trying to like create a vibe. But the sound is off.
I wouldn't do this still because I'm like, I just don't really I don't really see the purpose. But like if you did like I'm gonna justify it, but like I even am like, this is not good enough reason. But like let's say you get like married and it's a picture of like you're posting your wedding day. Maybe you pick your first dance song or something. And like that it kinda makes sense, but also like you don't need to do that. Can you do it for a slideshow too? It's probably just like one.
I think you can do it for a slideshow, like okay. a dump. I think it just shows and like will play as you're scrolling. Which honestly, personally, if you're going to do it, it makes more sense because then you at least spend time on the post.
You're like, let me actually like enjoy the ambiance as I'm scrolling through this.
But don't do it.
Do not do it. Okay. My first one for Instagram. Guys following local girls that they have never met and they don't follow them back. Here's my issue. First of all, like, you're not anyone's fan. You shouldn't be anyone's fan. And when you follow, it's different when you follow like a celebrity almost. Like, I think that's even like, that makes more sense to me. Follow a celebrity, follow freaking models. Everyone, you know, if you're in a relationship, figure out what the other partner is okay with. Okay. But I am less weirded out by guys following like Instagram models or just like famous female celebrities versus like if they follow someone that they know.
Like, oh, like the high school two over from me. She doesn't follow me, but I like have heard of her. I'm like, ew.
I'm like, why are you? And it's like, it's kind of different if like you follow them and then like maybe they follow you back.
You know,
if
I have never this, done.
Like, mutual, like.
You and I have never done the thing. And like, I feel like this is very common where people like follow someone they've like barely heard of, but like is like local to them. You know what I mean? And like maybe they'll follow them back. I have never once been like, I've heard of you. Let me follow you.
Yeah.
I mean, my following is, like, very slim pickings. I think I follow, like,
I feel like if they follow people. You back, at least then it's, like, you're not their fan. They're kind of, like, even if you don't know each other, like, okay, they followed you back. Now, for whatever reason, you're going to have this mutual, like, I don't know you. No, you don't know me, but okay.
We each have we'll an follow extra follow each other now.
Whatever. I will let it slide. But it just, if they don't follow you back, like, it's just a very one-sided thing that feels off to me. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, I don't know the ulterior motive for, like, why guys do that. I don't know if they're trying to see if, like, the girl's interested at all or if it's, like, a precursor to, like, slide in the DMs. Or if DMs, you just want
some, like, eye or candy. Or if
you
just,
like, whatever it may be. You know, whatever. But it's, like, the local part is, like, it kind of, like, it seems like, oh, now this is, like, attainable because, like, they're near me. And don't like it.
Okay. My next Instagram ick is the story posts where people say like post a photo of blank.
No, specifically bad luck for a year. Why are we bringing chain mail back?
Right?
Why am I going through just trying to get through my stories and it's all of a sudden like bad luck for a year if you don't post your summer montage?
Like, honestly, please, if you want to post a summer montage, do not do that. Like, look at the stories and see that and say, oh, I'm gonna post my summer photos. Don't click on that and post your montage on your story and be like, I miss summer. I will not be annoyed. The second you do it with the little photo, post a photo of thing, I'm annoyed.
I
never once have done this, and I never will do it.
You guys can call me out if I do. On Facebook, when it was like, I'm participating in like the 10-day senior challenge. I think it's always like, I'm participating in a 10-day senior challenge where I'm posting a picture of my kid.
You remember, it was for COVID. People were like, in honor of my kid's senior year being canceled, here's pictures from my senior year.
Was that what they were doing? Yes. Different things. But, like, I just don't like the energy it gives off. I know social media is just, like, there can be these fun little challenges that people post, and it's not that big of a deal. But I just think, like, if everyone else is doing it, you don't need to do it. You know?
Okay. What's your next one? Do you have another one for Instagram? I think I have at least one more.
I really don't enjoy, when people, I'm picky with bios, and mostly I don't like when people put like wife to, mom to, or they tag their like boyfriend or girlfriend's at dog in mom. Their bio. It's just not something I like.
You know what's funny? People probably say like, will you put your job in your bio? And they're like, I'm a mother. That's way more important than like,
that's your job. Fair enough. But like, I feel like the thing is, like, just about every person on the planet at some point is probably going to be a parent. So it's, like, not that unique of a trait. Like, parenthood in general, obviously something only parents can relate to. But, like, a lot of people are parents and relate to that. A job is at least, like, is it more a larger part of my life than, like, eventually when I'm a mom? No, I'm sure it's not. But, like, it gives some insight into what I chose to pursue for education, what my kind of like specialty or area of expertise is. You can't be like, my area of expertise is being a parent.
Oh, some people would argue otherwise.
An expert has to be only so few and far between. And there's too many parents around.
Oh, okay.
To be able to say you're an expert at being a parent. So I just feel like that's why I kind of feel like there's a difference there. You can disagree with me.
I have this another ick that I didn't write podcast, down.
But
changing your font for like your name, bio.
Yes, I hate that.
Captions. Just the fact that you had to go through so much extra work to get an uglier font is just beyond words to me. So
what else do people
put? Oh my god, you know what else I hate? When people's bios are centered. Ew, I hate that.
Do you remember Instagram used to be picture, profile picture in the center?
It wasn't bio. Centered. It was to the right.
I'm thinking of Twitter, maybe. Twitter yeah, used to be that. Centered. Everything was centered.
No, but I don't know why they think it looks better when it's centered when the profile photo and your name is already left aligned. So why would you... It just is so ugly when people, like, try and center it. So I hate that.
What and else then, about bios? Like, I know there has to be more.
Oh, I hate when people have their threads in their bio. Is that even using threads anymore?
No.
So I swear get it out of there.
I never saw it going anywhere. I just want to say that. I was like, this is not catching on. I don't like when people, like, don't have their name in their name spot. Like, they just have their, like, username, obviously, their at, and then, like, they either delete, so nothing's in the name,
or they put it in their bio.
Put, like, emojis, or, like, just put it in the name. Put it in the name spot. People search you, and that's where it needs to pop up. Otherwise, you can probably just do about anything you want in your bio.
Instagram Reels, this isn't, like, really an ick, but, like, I do not go through Instagram Reels. I think everyone just needs to suck it up and get TikTok. The last one I had written down was giveaway posts. And you know what's funny? Because didn't Haley send us a thing of like, oh, it's the people that you like tag in the
Instagram. I was like,
who said you could do that?
No, I sent that more so because Haley's the one that like.
You're the one that sent it. I was like,
Haley does do that.
And you may do this. I never okayed this. Stop tagging me in your giveaways.
You know what was interesting? Someone, this is like a side tangent, like not necessary for the podcast to know. I'm going to keep it so like it's vague.
But like, I even understand what you're saying.
There was like someone who it was like a local photographer and they were doing a giveaway, and so like it was like part of it was like you have to tag friends and stuff in the post in order to like possibly get like a free session of like with them. So it was like tag friends down below, and like some of the people that like I saw other people tagging were like organizations like rather than
their friends,
and I was like, that doesn't really like this organization or your own personal spam like, account
you do realize
or whatever
that
else like is not helping
the photographer.
Yeah, like it's not
because the photographer wants you to tag people so that your local friend, local girl will see it and be like, I want to enter.
Yeah, so it just made me laugh. I can show you specifics later.
Okay.
That's
all I had for Instagram specific icks.
I might have had one moment. Okay, I hate this one. Reposting a friend's post that has nothing to do with you.
Oh my god. I hate when people do that. Slay queen.
Like, what do they pay you to do that? Why are you giving them free
promotion? I cannot tell you.
What are you doing?
The only time it's maybe kind of acceptable is if they posted.
If you're in it.
Yeah, you said if it has nothing to do with you.
If you're not in any way, shape, or form involved in the post.
Like, it's your friend.
If you're in that picture. What
are your friend doing? Is vacationing in Hawaii and you're like, slay, bestie looks so good. I
you
do not care.
That. You could comment that on their post. What are you doing posting it on your story? People pay for story posts. Did your friend pay you to post that?
You better make them. Like, commission. For every click this gets, you owe me 5 cents. And for every follower, $1.
I do not like my friends enough to be doing that. My story is a sacred place.
That was a good
nothing
one.
Ever gets posted on my story, but
I need to get back. I was holding off on my. I know you guys are dying for my book reviews. You're saying
I just
where
feel
are
like
they?
Stories like people don't care about when you repost stuff or just like people. Stories are only interesting when it's like new and unique content related to like your day to day, most likely. Mm-hmm. I understand the like, occasional links for like especially like creators if they're linking a video or linking a product, like whatever. But like should just repost old pictures from summer or whatever else, like resharing someone's a friend's post. Like it's just not interesting. People don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Share something else.
I agree.
Or nothing at all.
I will get back to my book reviews. I know you guys missed those.
Those are all I have for Instagram.
Okay. I have a couple for Facebook.
Okay, by a couple,
I think I literally mean, like, I had two. So one that I hate. I hate people share a post and then tag someone. Mom, no offense, you do this. Let me present to you a new idea. Don't share and tag us in your thing. Just see the post and then comment and tag us.
Sometimes, though, I don't know her purpose for doing this, or like if there is a purpose besides us just seeing it. But like if the goal was to like also bring it to other people's attention, but more specifically us, then she's doing it right.
Yeah, but I feel like she just wants us to see it.
Well, then, yeah. Just you can comment her names in the caption and we'll see it. I feel like when you started saying that, I was going to say something else, but I don't know if I'm going to remember. So,
okay, this is the second one. Probably a hot take. Life updates.
I like life updates.
I get every such once in a while. An ick when people post life updates.
I feel like they can be done well and they can be done poorly. I feel like if you're not trying to be like super quirky, relatable,
whatever. I get the sense. I mean,
you can be like,
a lot of people are very like braggy. They're like, hey guys, like happy new year. Thought it'd be a good time to post a life update. I recently just graduated summa cum laude from this university.
Yeah. It can come off.
And now like it's just giving like here's achievement after achievement after achievement. And like I'm all for like hyping yourself up. But there comes a point where it's like,
let others hype you up.
We get it. Move in silence, you know?
Move in silence. I don't mind them. If someone does something like that, I might be a little bit more cringe, or I might think their post is more cringe. But I sometimes like to know what people are doing. Like, I like to be in the know of, like, oh, this is what they have going on.
I like sometimes no one to know what's going on. I post my entire life online. I don't need to post a life update on Facebook.
Well, exactly. Not everyone does that.
So
how else are they supposed to share the info?
I don't care. Reach out. If I don't have your phone number.
Here, you know what?
If I don't have your phone number, I don't need to know what's going on.
Post a link to your vlog. Everyone make a vlog about their life update. Mm-hmm. Upload that. Here's a day in my life. If you guys want to see what I'm up to.
Here's what we need. 2024 is the year of like the non-influencer, like content creator. Just, hey guys, got bored. Thought I'd do a day in my life. And just like post the unlisted link on your Facebook.
Okay. I'll jump in with my first TikTok ick. I have three. Okay. This one, I know we talked about TikTok shop a little bit last time, but I cannot stand so many TikToks now are just people posting nothing really.
No, it's like nothing. Scenic background of a mountain. Scenic
background or just like that stupid American flag sweater, and all they're doing is recording and backing up away from the camera to show their outfit with their American flag sweater.
No, what killed me.
Oh my God.
This is when TikTok shop was new. And people would be posting, like, I didn't even know, like, where the link was in the video. And people would be, like, and it'd be, like, mountain backdrop and be, like, get your girl this new sweater, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be, like, this is a video of a mountain. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't like it. We're, like, it's getting ridiculous at this point. TikTok shop is.
Mm-hmm. So. My first TikTok ick was using an unrelated filter when you're making a video. Like, using, like, bold glamour. While you're, like, recording, just, like, here's some, like, life hacks for you, like, blah, blah, like, unrelated to, like, why is your eye a different color? Why is your, like,
just be yourself.
Makeup done. Yes. It's a filter. It's just really off-putting. And
no one cares that much.
No offense, but it's giving, like, I lack self-confidence to just, like, take a video of my face.
A Snapchat filter. Like, it kind of gives that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Like, if you don't have the confidence to post a video, then just don't post. Like, I'm sorry. Just record your face. Like, I promise no one cares that much what your face looks like.
My next one was, I don't see these a lot, but, like, any sort of, like, thirst trappy type of TikTok, like, is just not well received by me, you know? I don't know if it's well received by anyone.
Do you remember, not, like, necessarily remember, because there's been a lot of people have made TikToks like this, where it's, like, even if there is a thirst trap that, like, is quote unquote well done, you like think someone's cute,
too much about it. Like, that's the part that icks me out.
Is they had to set their phone up and make this video, and now I'm like,
ooh. Now I'm brought back down to earth and I am not interested anymore.
So
yeah.
My, I think this was the last one I had. Loops.
I hate
a loop.
They think they're up here. When they do a successful loop, they're like,
it's not hard to make here. A loop. It really is not
and
hard.
And it usually doesn't even make sense. The wording they use.
And that's why.
That's all they have to say.
Right.
That's all they say. They are like, and that's why.
Like, hook at the start of the video, do their whole thing, blah, blah, blah. And that's why. It does nothing for the video. Like, maybe the first person who ever saw a loop ever was like, oh my God.
We just restarted at the beginning.
That's crazy. But like, now we know how it's done. We're used to it. It's not that impressive anymore. It's not necessary. It's not going to, I don't think it increases your engagement because people are like, oh, okay, watched it.
Yeah.
Next.
Mm-hmm. My last one was, and this kind of like stems from YouTube originally probably, but like, I don't like when people, you can tell, are like putting on a fake persona or like overdoing their expressions or reactions. And this mostly applies, I feel like, to any sort of like family accounts or like couples accounts. There's a specific one I'm thinking of that I don't even remember the name of that I was showing Sierra like within the last week. And it's just like the one specifically I'm thinking of was like this husband, I'm guessing, was like always recording his wife just like doing whatever, because she was always just like reacting and like being very quirky and random. She was just, and so it started, the video would start with like him just being, and you, what were you saying, like, and then she would just be like doing whatever she was doing, and like, it's just like, this is not real life. There's no way you guys are talking to each other like this, otherwise I feel like I'm literally losing brain cells, and I'm sorry that I feel that way. I'm sorry if this is genuinely how you interact, but I don't believe it is. And I just feel like in the age of just the content we live in, I feel like the more normal you are and the less overdone and over-dramatized you are, like, you're not going to be as relatable. But I feel like it also is like they appeal to...
When you say that and then, like, how many millions of followers do they have?
No, I know. I feel like they... I don't know a good way to word this. They reach, like, the level, like, the audience is the people who, like, haven't discovered that yet. You know what I mean? They haven't, like, realized, oh, this, like, isn't real. And there's nothing I can do to help those people out, but, like,
one video at a time, comment being like, you guys know this is fake,
right? You guys know this is fake, right? Like, they're not really like this. And you're just feeding into them. You're making them rich. It's not fair.
Make me rich.
So, that was my last one.
I've shared all of mine as well. Do you have any like Twitter/X?
See, I was kind of thinking of that when I was making my list, and I was like, I don't, like, what do I have to, like, I don't follow like any person, no one I know really tweets, so I don't have anything to like compare it to, and I don't really,
Mr. Beast Twitter gives me the ick.
Fair enough.
And that's all I have to say on that. Pinterest, I get the ick when I click on something and I think it's an ad, or I think it's a pin and it's an ad.
You get the ick from that?
No! Yeah. I'm kind of grasping for straws. I think that's all the icks I have to share. Snapchat in general just gives me the ick, so yeah. We're not even going to go into that.
Just the whole app. I matched with someone on a dating app a couple days ago. The first thing they said to me was, add me on Snap, and I was like, no! I cannot. And honestly, like, that doesn't really happen. Like, if I do match with a guy, like, I think that's the first time, first or second maybe, like, where someone's been like, just straight up add me on Snap, because it actually like usually doesn't happen. But I was like, oh my God, I cannot do that.
You know, it weeds them out quickly.
Yeah.
Well, this was a fun one. Hopefully you guys had fun. Let us know your own personal social media ex that we didn't touch on. Or if you, like, heard us talk about one and you're like, I do that.
If you need to just
defend yourself,
you could just keep it quiet on the down low. Yeah. We will talk to you guys when we talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.